With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The drippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Raise your consola, standing by. We'll take caller 9844999. Ola, you'll play profile this in minutes. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, quick check into Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, Taco Bell is testing a new breakfast item called a French Toast Chalupa.
French Toast Chalupa.
I'm in.
Instead of a shell, it has a taco-shaped piece of French toast. I'm with that.
Yeah, remember years ago, I think they had the waffle taco.
Okay. Boy, that sounds dirty.
That sounds dirty.
Here's your daily dose of irony. A shoplifter in Jackson, Mississippi went to a Target on Monday and walked off with a $200 home security system.
Get out of here. Why'd you steal it? You can't trust people, man.
That's right. People just steal anything they want.
Did they catch the guy or no?
They caught him in Inouye. Inouye, Mississippi. I'm not working on it.
Oh. I know he's not going to give you an answer.
Oh, boy.
U.S. News and World Report put out its annual list of the best places to live.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm not working on it. I have no idea what to do. I'll tell you where they are.
But
if you're interested, go look.
Normally it's Sydney, Australia. It's Vancouver, British Columbia. And that British... Vancouver is normally the only town in North America.
Right.
There's no towns in South America. Most else are European, I want to say, on that list.
I think they're all U.S. cities.
Everywhere you don't live.
Oh, you're saying they're all U.S. cities?
I think so.
What was the list again?
The best places to live.
In the world?
It's from U.S. News World Report. All I have is the headline. Okay.
But see, that's more U.S. News and World Report.
Right. Right.
We'll never know because Mike's not working on it.
That's right.
Bummer.
A 44-year-old mom in Florida is in the news because she has 16 kids that she homeschools.
And...
drives them to 88 sports practices a week.
Damn. Mm-hmm. So I wonder what they're like when you have to talk to these kids. I mean, at least they're involved in sports, so they're not isolationists, right?
Right.
They're out there among other people. That to me is always the biggest tell. It's not the education that you get at home, but it's these kids that have never been around other kids. Like, you meet them when they're like 16. You're like, you're not a bad guy. You're just a little strange. There's not been a lot of human interaction outside of your home.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, right. I mean, it's just tough, right? I mean, when you're a kid, that's how you meet friends. You know, he's at school.
Right.
Can you imagine getting a sitter?
I just can't imagine.
Hell no.
16 kids and you homeschool. I'm like,
right.
When do these parents get a break?
Straight up. I don't love my kids that much.
The Environmental Working Group just released its list of the fruits and vegetables that are covered in the most pesticide.
Chances are whatever the ones are that you like. Isn't that generally how these things work?
Corn.
Is it no strawberries?
There you go. It's number one again.
Strawberries. Oh yeah,
strawberries. Yeah. Huh?
Followed by spinach, nectarines, apples, and grapes. Covered in pesticides.
Don't eat those fruits, kids.
You know anybody that eats nectarines? Everyone I know likes nectarines.
They're really good, actually.
Yeah, right.
I don't know anyone who actually buys them.
It's like the pear. You just don't normally get the pear, then you bite into a pear, and you're like,
it's delicious.
I really like the pear. It's really juicy and delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the pear is like the weird off-brand apple.
Yeah.
An off-brand apple.
Can't it just be a pear, man?
I'm just saying, man. It's like close to an apple, but nah.
Really? You don't like pears?
Nah, I don't dig on pears.
That's weird. I guess you love apples.
I'm saying. Pear out here acting like an apple.
Maybe you're getting off-brand pears, Ted. Moving
now
on.
Now it's hard out here for a pear.
There's a story making the rounds online about a little kid in the UK who showed up to school wearing a rubber ring around his ear that had a vibrator attached to it.
Oh, the kid thought it was a hearing aid.
That's exactly right. He thought it was a hearing aid.
If I read this story right, and I want you to think about it, if I remember the story right, the kid didn't show up at school with it. I think he found it in the school library.
Oh.
Or something like, right? So, I mean, this is an adult toy in the library of a school. Which tells me you might want to talk to the librarian. you know, say, hey, man, you know, just try to keep your stuff together because this kid wrapped it around his ear thinking it's a hearing aid.
Hold on, I'm having trouble hearing. Let me turn on my aid.
So it was a ring the vibrating thing?
Right, and you've seen it before. It's something you might put on your finger.
That's what I was going to say. That's right. Got to be for the guy. Those things are awesome.
Right, but I mean, but the kid doesn't know. She wraps it around his ear like, hey, he walked up to the teachers like, look at my hearing aid. Like, oh, my. What I like about that story, though, is that every single teacher recognized what it was. Cheeky little monkeys.
A 94-year-old rich man in Wales died recently and left his wife of 42 years absolutely nothing in his will.
Damn.
But now a judge says it was too mean and ruled that she should get a private cottage that they own plus about 270 grand.
Oh. You can just do that?
Right? That's what I was thinking. That's crap.
You know, here I am of sound mind, my last will and testament. She gets nothing.
Right.
Nothing.
I got nagged for 42 years. She gets nothing.
I'm dead before her for a reason.
That is pretty hardcore.
You're going to have a servant wipe your butt with his bare hand, man.
No, Romans do that, not me.
Roman Ted does.
Yeah,
well,
Roman Ted.
Sure. Roman Ted does a lot of stuff.
We call him Toga Ted.
Yeah, the regular Ted does not.
Oh, dear. A new survey found the most popular pet in America.
Dogs.
Dogs.
I wish I could tell you, but I'm not working on it.
Thanks. No, they mean the specific dogs.
It's either dogs or cats. There's a trend that's getting more and more popular where parents are live streaming themselves punishing their kids.
Why? I mean, look, man, I was saying this earlier. The one joy of being in the house, okay, even if your kids get in trouble, the one thing that you know about being in your home, that's still your safe zone. If you're walking around your underwear scratching your nads, you know what I mean? It stays there. All of your bad habits, all the stupid stuff that happens. And you know your kids get in trouble. And I will tell you what I said to my kid or what they did, but I can't believe as a parent I'd ever want to humiliate them so bad that I would open up their punishment to the world live.
Right.
And wait for the commentary to roll. Hey, Ed in Houston says I should beat your ass. You know, I mean, like, you don't need all that.
I don't know how far back it started because this has been kind of trickling in over the past couple of years. I think the one that started it, though, was that dad that made his son run to school in the rain because he was being a bully on the bus and they, like, backtalked his mom or something like that.
I feel like that one's a little different.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I don't know.
I think
it's grandstanding by these parents, though, too.
Yes.
Well, you're kind of upping the ante.
Yeah, but at some point, it just seems like the parents want credit for, like, punishing their kids.
Right. Look at me, I'm awesome.
You don't need to. If your kid is a decent individual overall, you're fine.
Right, keep it behind closed doors. There's a picture going viral right now that shows a bunch of blobs of colors, but if you stare at it, they disappear.
We did it earlier today in the office. It's crazy.
It happens because of the way your eyes adjust to things when you look at them for a while.
Yes.
Mm. And it's not threatening.
It's like when you look at one of those pictures and then all of a sudden the 3D stuff starts to pop out.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that. It's like your eyes just kind of play a trick on you, but then it just everything goes away. It's kind of weird.
A woman in Canada.
I don't trust blobs.
Oh, well-known fact about that.
Yes.
A woman in Canada recently called 911 from a casino over the weekend.
Why?
Because she'd lost all of her money and didn't have a way of getting home.
Oh, man.
Then a stranger gave her $20 and she ran back inside to gamble it. The cops say they didn't hear from her again after that.
Maybe she hit.
Dang,
right?
Man.
Golly.
Put it all on black.
At that point, you got a problem.
Unbelievable.
That's right.
Part of the story you don't know is she won $2,000 right. on that one spin of roulette.
You'll never guess who's getting into the drug smuggling business.
Who's that?
I'll tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now, but first, the game is all.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
Steve Cyril Hill, can you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Zach. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch. Hola.
Hola. All right, Zach, you understand how this here game is played?
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic. Here is your story. This is kind of like a Pulp Fiction moment. A man was shot in the head in a car as his friends played with a loaded gun, but this was during a Facebook Live video. The guy was shot on Sunday in the video. It's been watched thousands of times online. I believe they've now pulled it down. But the dad of two is now on life support after being shot about 2:30 in the morning of a parking lot of a gas station in Houston, Texas. Now, the woman filmed messing around with the gun. She was arrested and later charged. And police say that the guy was in the car with her and another guy when the woman began pointing the gun at the camera. And he said, hey, man, you're making me nervous. Meanwhile, the other guy in the car reassures him, hey, man, there's no clip in the gun, nothing to worry about. At that point, the guy who gets shot, he asks the woman where she's from. She spins around, and when she spins around, much like John Travolta driving with Samuel L. Jackson, the gun goes off and shoots this dude. Now, the video does not show the moment he was gunned down, but it does show him slumped over and covered in blood. He was rushed to a hospital where he remains in critical condition. Officers arrested the woman after she attempted to wipe off the gun, get rid of the residue on her hands, so she was booked on charges for tampering and fabricating evidence. And they're going to turn it over to a grand jury to see if there's going to be more charges, which I imagine there will be. Question I have for you is, do you believe that the guy that got shot is black, white, Mexi, or Asian?
Ooh, in Texas? Oh,
yeah,
man.
Houston, Texas. Everybody lives in Houston, Texas.
Everybody.
It's across the road, right. That's it.
I'm going to have to go black.
When did it happen?
It's 2:30 in the morning in the parking lot of a gas station. I don't know what the relationship was between all three of them, because it seems that the guy who got shot, based on the quotes that I've read, his exchange with this woman, he did not know her that well.
Right. But she's in his car.
The driver. So the guy who got shot sitting in the back seat. Okay. He is Marvin in our Pulp Fiction. All right. So John Travolta, Samuel Jackson in the front seat. The woman would be John Travolta, turns around to respond to this guy. The gun goes off and shoots him.
Yeah, that is tough. Because, I mean, everybody in Texas has guns.
Everybody, right.
And, I mean, it's not really a color thing.
I think it's a platform thing. I think it's Facebook Live. I think if it's black, it would have been Snapchat.
Yeah, that could be anybody. But I'm going to stick with black.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. A lot of people like Facebook and Live, too.
All right.
Okay, final answer?
Yes, sir.
All right, we'll find out if she was black, white, Mexican, or Asian next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
We go to Houston, Texas, and three people in a car, and did a little Facebook Live video at 2:30 a.m. when the woman in the front seat decides to start waving a pistol around. Unbeknownst to her, that gun is loaded, and she turned as she was addressing someone. The gun accidentally went off, shot the driver in the head. He is still in critical condition. So, was the woman who shot the man black, white, Mexican, or Asian?
And, Zach, we asked you, and you went with black.
Yes, sir.
You are correct, sir. Mm-hmm. And by the way, Ted pointed out, talking about this, the dude does not know the woman, as best you can tell from the video, because he's like, where did you say you were from again? Right? It seems like an odd question. It's 2:30 in the morning of a parking lot of a gas station, so we assume she was a prostitute, right?
That's an exceptionally
safe guess. I mean, it might be wrong, but that is my guess. But with that, why would you Facebook live stream, here I am with a hooker?
That's another good point.
With a gun.
Yeah, doesn't make any sense.
Everything about this story is stupid.
But you got to understand something about Facebook. I mean, I oftentimes when I see somebody's going live, I go, why?
Not like, hopefully.
There's a lot of weird reasons. Like, people just be like, here's me mowing my lawn.
Okay.
But here's us right before this show.
Yeah. Yeah. Right, but.
Yeah, I know. Now for all TV news all the time. That'd be fun. It is time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted. Boom.
Wheel of Fortune is not a game I would play because I'm a terrible speller. But you know, but also you got to pronounce things correctly.
Yes, you do.
So this guy, you got to keep in mind when you hear this clip, everything's on the board, right? He just has to say it.
Oh, so
the letters are up there.
All right, okay.
There's no missing letters. He just has to say it, and he mispronounces it. But just listen to the excitement of the audience as he says it, and then the crushing defeat.
Fly carefully. What's up there?
Flamingo dance lessons.
Sorry. Explain. Ashley, it's your turn.
I'll solve.
Yeah.
Flamenco dance lessons.
Yeah, that's it. And we're going to, there we go. She's got it. So, to explain, what we all heard was, and I know you didn't mean to say it, but you gave us a G instead of a C, but we're going to, we'll look at things and make sure we did things correctly.
Which they probably will come back and go, yeah, you said flamingo.
And that's not what it is. And by the way, the damn word was up there.
But what's flamenco?
Or the dance. I mean, that's...
I've never heard of that. Like,
have you ever heard of flamenco guitar?
No.
You have, you just don't know. If you heard it, you'd say, oh, that's what it is. Think, what you'd picture like
Spanish
traditional Mexican or Spanish guitar. Like, that's all it is. I don't know what flamenco means.
It's kind of
But
like
I've only ever heard it in the context of music, which is either the guitar or the dance.
It's not too far away from the cha-cha.
Right, you know, and it is what it is, but under no other context would I say flamenco. But more than that, Ted, even if you've never heard of the word, it's the word that has been successfully solved in the giant letters in front of you.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's the only thing. Like, hey,
yeah,
man.
If that C wasn't there and you guessed a G.
I would understand.
Maybe go, like, all right,
yeah.
Okay.
You could see the video at the Mentrum Facebook page. You see the crushing defeat that happened to that guy.
Oh, he had to just...
I just like how the audience is like, yeah, blah, blah, blah.
Well, it was an apprehensive clap, though. You know what I mean? Like, he said, flamingo dance lessons. And they're kind of clapping like, yay. But you could tell some are like, I hope they give it to him because he said flamingo.
Just listen. All right, let's play one more time. Just listen to how quiet it gets, though, when they hit that.
All right, carefully. What's up there?
Flamingo dance lessons.
Sorry. Ashley, it's your turn.
All right.
I'll solve.
Yeah.
Flamenco dance lessons.
Yeah, that's it. And we're going to, there we go. She's got it.
Yeah.
So, to explain, what we all heard was, and I know you didn't mean to say it, but you gave us a G instead of a C, but we're going to, we'll look at things and make sure we did things correctly.
You're right. It was a little apprehensive out of the crowd.
I mean, you could tell they're like, yeah, I'm pretty sure it said flamingo. Maybe I heard it wrong.
At this point in time, I'm really just waiting for Jeopardy to come on.
I'm with you, dude.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Wheel of Fortune, again, if you can't spell well, then
okay,
Wheel of Fortune is not a fun game.
All right, no, but let's wait. All right, and fair enough, right? You don't spell well, I get it, Wheel of Fortune. But honestly, I enjoy watching Jeopardy, but percentage-wise, the number of answers I get right is probably you on Wheel of Fortune.
Without question.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you enjoy hearing, because the beauty of hearing something like that, they ask a question. It might be something you don't care about, but they give you the answer. And for some reason, it feels like it's good to know that. Now I know what Napoleon did in his shoes in 18.
Yeah.
You know, and
you know what?
Though, but like, honestly, unless it is a category that is part of my nerd interest, like, out of what they have, five questions per category. Maybe I can get
two per category. Like, I like trivia, so it's fun and exciting.
Sure.
Like, when people
get to go again.
People
and again.
Go, you want to come over and play Scrabble? Like, no. Like, spelling is a struggle. Like, I don't want to do it in my spare time.
Yeah,
right.
I just like sometimes like they'll do like presidential outhouse or something. It'll be Grover Cleveland. You know,
right.
And you're like, all right.
Yeah,
fun.
That's
like,
what Jeopardy is.
Exactly. Not Jeopardy. Wheel of Fortune.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So. I was like, see, Alex Trebek. Yeah.
Well, some of the categories I'm a positive I understand, like before and after.
That's one of them.
So it would be.
I'm trying to think of an example now. So.
Merry Christmas Carol.
Oh, I was going to say Sunny Days of Thunder.
Or Merry Christmas Carol Burnett.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Hmm. Now it just sounds like you guys are being friendly. Merry Christmas Carol Burnett.
Yeah. See there? We're trying to help you. We're trying to help you understand the category and to come back with a snark.
Sure.
You're snarkaleptic.
Not working on it.
You suffer from snarkalepsy.
The way you said that, I was just like, well, now we're just saying Merry Christmas to people.
Merry Christmas Carol Burnett.
Right. Merry Christmas, Thomas. Merry Christmas, George. good news, if you wanted to be part of Blue's Clues, they're rebooting it.
Fantastic. I hope you're three again.
A lot of people thought that the Blue's that's a weird one to say too. Blue's Clues reboot. Basically, they were just going to have a guy that looked like Steve Burns, the original host. But that's not the case here. They're saying you don't have to look like the original host.
Why would you need no one who's going to watch Blue's Clues? knows what that dude looks like, right? When
yeah, you do the, I don't. Who watches Blue's Clues?
You're like you're a kid. You're
you know
really
what they
young.
Should do if you care that much about Blue's Clues.
Told you.
As an adult, we should do the Blue's Clues Booze Cruise, right? Like, hey man, all of your favorite childhood characters are going to get drunk with you now. Guy who played Barney going to get hammered. I don't love you. You don't love me. The Blue's Clues Booze Cruise.
Mm-hmm. That would go terribly wrong.
It would, but
it'd be
great
for
awesome.
Parents. It'd be great for parents.
Oh, hell yeah.
Like the only thing you got to be is someone between the ages of 18 and 25, male or female, and they want you to wear a plain shirt this time. You'll remember Steve Burns always rocked stripes.
Oh.
He did. I had a limited exposure to Blue's Clues. Jesus. I keep wanting to say Booze Clues. Now that I'm an adult, Blue's Clues. They have some repeats that were on, but like the kids found it. They only watched it for about a month, and I just remember thinking, this is the worst show ever. Like, this sucks, man. I cannot take it.
Yeah.
But to be fair, I say that about pretty much everything they watch.
It's looking like people are just admitting to the fact that there were some good ideas out there that got canceled early. And just, yeah.
Hey man, just bring, look,
oh, don't reinvent the wheel on
I
some
completely
of this
disagree with you.
You do?
I think this is just people going, oh, that made money once. Let's just do that again.
Well, there's that.
And right, there's a lot of that, too.
Right. There could be another whole show that's just as good as Blue's Clues.
But I think you're both right. You go, like, look, reboots are all the rage right now. So what were our money makers? Maybe that's one of them. But I think the age group it appeals to, it's. The only downside is this. My kids are old enough now that the shows they watch, the advertising's a little different. These are things they actively know that they want, and generally it involves mini pieces and batteries, but it's stuff they want. Blue's Clues, it skews young enough that, frankly, you know, when I'm watching that show, like the stuff they advertise, they're advertising to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's Pampers or, you know, the stuff you're already going to buy for your kid. So I just like, don't know how to make so much money.
Let's just say they rebooted the Carol Burnett show.
They'd have to reboot Carol Burnett.
They'd have to reboot all that stuff. Well, she's around.
I know she's...
Conway, you can't replace those people. But like something like The Great Space Coaster, which was a pretty good children's show. Nobody really saw it. But you can make a safe bet that this is going to work again. Or you can gamble that a new show won't or whatever. But it seems like it just... It's almost like... Yeah, I think you're guaranteed to maybe not fail as much if you don't take that chance.
Yeah, but you know, but
which is not, which is not. I don't agree with that, but I think that's. I think that must be the kids, must be the thought process.
But kids are easy. It's one thing to reboot things for adults, but kids, trust me, they are very easily entertained by the crap on TV. One of the breakthroughs I've had with my kids in the last month, they are almost doing nothing but binging Tom and Jerry, which has actually gotten a lot better, or Bugs Bunny. And with Bugs Bunny, essentially, and this is what I like what they do. So. They take all of the old great clips, the stuff that made it classic, funny, hilarious, but they kind of intersperse them with these new versions. So the animation looks the same. I can hear the difference in the voice because Mel Blanc's dead. The kids don't know. And basically, Bugs Bunny shows up, okay, and he says a few quick jokes, and then he says, oh, let's take a look at one of my classic moments. And they show all the classic, and the kids think it's okay. But I can watch that stuff with them for, like, hours, and we think it's hilarious.
And if it's a show, you know, that, like, went off the air... And then it came back a few years later. I get that. Remember, like, Family Guy, to me, is always the most famous example.
Oh, yeah.
I think a lot of people forget. Like, it was on, they took it off the air, and it came back. So I'm okay with that stuff. But I just think it's
because the fans demand.
Right. At some point, like, it's just like, we're just going to keep rebooting the same stuff. I mean, that's the Hollywood MO right now.
Sure.
You know.
Used to be they take a TV show and make it into a movie.
But even Full House.
Right, but I mean, like, that's why Netflix is doing so well.
Sure.
You can go see new stuff.
But they came out with Full House. And then they came out with Fuller House. So I feel like if you're trying to appeal to the same audience, shouldn't it be like Bluesier Clues? Bluesier?
That's the thing. And you nailed that on the head, right? Like, if you're an adult that liked that show, you want to see the Steve dude or a lookalike like Steve. But, like, their children have no idea.
They don't know.
And they're little kids.
And if you're an adult, you're not watching it unless you have kids.
That's exactly
so it doesn't matter what you think. It matters what they think. If they like the show.
Does it buy you 30 minutes of peace?
Your 4-year-old isn't going like, Dad, you like the local news tonight? Is it good?
Right.
Because he doesn't care.
At all.
Yeah, right.
No. Jimmy Fallon always has pretty funny stuff for the thank you notes. So here's some of those.
Thank you, MTV, for rebooting Jersey Shore, ABC for rebooting Roseanne, and Spring for rebooting Winter. I mean, it's freezing. It's freezing out there. Slow them off. Thank you, Take Me Out to the Ball Game, for being a great song to sing when I'm already out to the ball game. I'm singing that song. I'm already there. Thank you, rice cake, for being a huge disappointment for people who love rice and cake.
What the heck is this?
Thank you, NBC's Jesus Christ Superstar Live, for having 9.4 million viewers. Though it got a little awkward when Trump tried to call Jesus to congratulate him on the ratings.
Fantastic. I think what you're doing is good.
Thank you, Hoda and Kathy Lee, for celebrating 10 years at the Today Show. Sincerely, Franzia.
Guys, thank you so much. Those are my thank yous.
I always wonder if they're getting that wasted, Hoda and Kathy Lee.
You know what?
It's hard to tell.
It's hard to tell. I feel like Hoda probably not. It seems like, and there's nothing against Kathy Lee. I feel like Hoda,
and she has a little
some
kid.
Level of professionalism that she'll try to maintain, right? And like what they're asking her to do, it is what it is. I feel like Kathy Lee, it's one of those things like, look, I don't get nearly as drunk as everyone thinks I do, except twice a week I do because I can, because you expect me to be. You know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't get drunk, except everyone apparently is cool with me getting drunk. So if I have maybe two too many, then to hell with it. It doesn't matter.
Plus, like, she's Kathy Lee, right? She was on the show with Regis for how many years or whatever? So, like, she's fine. So I'm with you. I think for her, it's like,
I don't need the job.
I don't need this job.
Yeah, I'm drunk. Bitch, what you going to do? Fire me.
I think it's part of their appeal, too. I mean, that's what
sure. If they didn't get drunk, people would talk about them. So, I mean, the whole thing that anyone ever says about them is just about them drinking wine. So go with it, man. Get hammered.
And, like, stereotypes are stereotypes, right? Like, I like a lot of shows that take places in bars and stuff, right? But I'm a guy, I like to go to bars and drink beers.
Hey.
I've known some housewives that watch that show. And
drink
like
wine, man. Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Know your audience.
Right. So, I mean, that's pretty cool if you see them up there doing the same stuff you're doing in the middle of the day.
Or Sunday, they're at least doing what you wish you were doing.
Yeah.
Right?
That's a good point. Like, I mean, look, I think Kathy Lee, like, get down, have some wine. At a certain point, she probably some days just like, well, it's only 11. Like, I got to go do something tonight. Or maybe she's a pro, gets hammered, goes home, naps it up, goes
no
to
problem.
Dinner.
Or she's like, I'm just maintaining. I'm never sober.
Yeah. Could be that, too.
I'm just keeping the buzz alive, fellas.
Seldom sober, right?
Asleep when I die.
Comedy Central hasn't done a roast in a while. The last one was 2 years ago. Do you remember who it was? I'll give you a hint. Think sexy men that have been sexy for years.
Stamos?
Close.
Rob Lowe.
Good man. Rob Lowe.
There's only two. There's only two in my book. Honestly, God, in my lifetime, there's two men. Rob Lowe or Stamos.
And the really tan guy. He's always looked a little older, but he's always...
George Hamilton?
Yes.
Okay, he looks weird, yeah. But yeah, he's always
looked
But
he's always
the same.
Looked that same to me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know? He looks orange.
The thing they all have in common is that they clearly drink the blood of virgins or something.
Clearly with Rob Lowe, man. That's insane.
Obviously a blood sucker.
And Tom Cruise, you could put in that category if he wasn't so weird. He looks similar to what he did when he was younger. Not the greatest looking guy in the world, but he looks the same. Like in a Fred Savage way. It's like, have you even done Ralph Macchio? It's like, you look the same, but he's such a whack
job. Yeah, that's a good point.
That,
but Fred Savage, I think, looks the worst of all of them.
The other guys
look young. Fred Savage still looks like a very large child.
Well, Rob Lowe, 2 years ago, they roasted him. This summer, they're going to roast Bruce Willis.
He'll probably have fun with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like Bruce said, quote, this ain't the first time I've been tied to a chair and held hostage by a group of humorless a-holes for a couple hours.
Good God, man. I mean, that's part of what bugs me and what makes me like Bruce Willis.
What's the over-under on Yippee-ki-yay?
Oh, it'll be endless.
Oh, I guess so. I mean, that's the thing. That you got to go back a long way to make fun of Bruce Willis.
No, you don't.
Well, no, I'm saying is as far as the jokes are concerned, they might be 30-year-old jokes if you're doing diehard jokes. I get it.
But I think I'm guessing the roast would be the fact that they have to go back 30 years.
Probably.
To find something
you're
to joke
right.
about,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
That's the roast.
That's the
yeah,
idea.
And nobody's there just like moonlighting as a comedian.
Oh, jeez. No. Wow, you went back like 35 years, man.
Come on, that's boom.
Not bad joke.
Back to the hair days, man. That's great stuff there.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. Mike's got your headlines coming up in minutes. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. It's not called the happiest place on earth for nothing. DA Customs finds Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck figurines packed with crystal meth. After 170 years, the terrible-tasting Necco wafer might have taken its last breath. Missouri High School says everyone will take a breathalyzer if attending the prom. In Anchorage, Alaska, giant iconic palm tree has been found, so remain calm. And a hero cat catches a cat burglar in Salisbury. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, our top story. $2 million worth of meth was found crossing the border, hidden inside the bellies of some of your favorite Disney characters.
Who's your favorite Disney character?
My favorite Disney character.
So, in other words, we say, hey, man, we're all going to stuff meth in these figurines, but we all get to pick our favorite Disney character. For me, it's easy. Now that Disney owns Star Wars, I'll just go Darth Vader.
Oh, you can't do that.
What do you mean?
That doesn't count.
No,
you got to go original.
No.
Like you can't play the Punch Bug game with a new Volkswagen Beetle.
I agree, but this is not Punch Bug. This is Disney. So, if I have to classic...
I'm going Genie of Aladdin.
You know what, dude? I don't like any of their original.
I'm going Simba.
I wasn't a Disney guy.
Ted.
Thank you.
Not bad to stuff meth into, Ted.
All right, if I can do that, I'm going to go Nemo.
Anyway.
Oh,
Nemo. You would never.
You stuff methamphetamine in Nemo. Why not? It just seems so. Somehow it seems worse than Mickey. I don't know why.
Search the fish with a gimpy fin.
Oh, do you have an e-ticket? You're going to be in the park all night? Here's some meth.
Agents in Atlanta stopped a truck shipping wax figurines of the characters and discovered 500 pounds of meth hidden inside various characters. They, among others, there were other wax figurines in there that were totally fine, but there were plenty that had meth shoved inside of them.
Wouldn't you shove it inside a dopey? I mean, it just seems like the right place. Like, it's right there, guys.
Goofy.
Oh, Goofy, dopey, sure, man.
Let's see. Around the world in Maryland, a thief was thwarted by an unlikely guard animal. While prowling a neighborhood and stealing from someone's car, the owner's cat spotted him and actually woke him up. The man then looked out the window to see someone breaking into his car. While the thief did escape, he was found shortly afterward in another car and was arrested.
Mm-hmm. The cat, huh?
I still contest that the cat didn't give a damn that the car was getting broken into.
It didn't.
Right. Hey, man, feed me, by the way.
He saw something outside, man. He was just all jacked up because it was something outside the window.
See, that's the thing, man. It's like, look, it's good that the cat woke up the owner, but... Don't think its intent was to wake up the owner as an alert.
No. It was more excited about what was going on
outside. Your dog wakes you up like, hey, there's something wrong. Your cat's totally. Like, hey, feed me. Yeah, someone may have stolen your car.
Right.
And I don't care. I just thought I should let you know.
Just want a midnight snack.
I thought it was funny, and I showed him where the keys were.
By the way, he's stealing your car.
He's in the house somewhere.
That's right. America's oldest candy company is on the verge of going out of business. And despite their own popularity, the Necco Company is defiantly producing as many wafers as they can.
Why? Do they not understand the flaw in their business plan?
Necco.
Is it Necco?
Yeah.
It's Necco.
I thought it was just a British company.
They're just terrible.
Yeah.
New England, Ted.
All right, New England.
It's new British.
You know what? I made this joke earlier. The only person upset about this is my mom. She's the only person I know that thoroughly
really likes Necco wafers.
Yeah, but my mom's 73.
Yeah, well, it was probably a candy that she grew up with and liked as a kid and everything else.
But I remember even as a kid, she'd buy them and be like, here you go. I was like, I don't want them.
Well, I just remember like on Halloween, someone would drop that in your bag. Yeah. And you just want to punch them in the face. And it's like they had to drop it in the bag because if it was an option in a bowl, no one grabbed them, man.
You think Smarties are next?
They could be, but I
depends on who owns these. If that's a mom and pop, and it hasn't been bought out, it probably never will be. I don't see some company coming in and going like, Necco wafers, we need to have that on our arsenal of products.
Absolutely not.
That's why they're going away.
Here's my theory on why they're producing so many. It's basically the same thing that happened with that Surge soda. They produce a ton. They tell people, we're going out of business. They sell a bunch. They go out of business. And then they get a revival because everybody's like, I have to have Necco wafers because we can't get them anymore.
You know what? You are a lot more optimistic than me. I picture them being like Hitler, where it scorched earth. Like, we know we're about to lose, so we're going to destroy everything.
Burn it all.
Right, so, like, we know you hate this ass. We're going to produce as much of this garbage as we can.
Buy it all.
Yeah, F you. Eat a Necco wafer.
The federal government is trying to get its hands on an iconic sign from an Anchorage hotel that it bought. Back in November, the Paradise Inn was being cleaned by a trash company in preparation for sale to the federal government, and one of the items taken during the cleaning was the iconic neon palm tree that was atop the inn. Now the government is demanding the sign back from the trash company within the next 2 weeks. I'm trying to figure out why. The thing is that the government bought it because the original owner actually got busted for selling a bag of meth.
All right.
So they ended up buying the entire hotel, which I don't quite understand how that works, but that's law, and that's why I'm not a lawyer. But why do they need the palm tree?
Because it was cool, man.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, right? God, that's the only reason.
Like, is Donnie going to set that up in his office?
If somebody steals, like, an LB's or Shoney's or Bob's Big Boy from the front of a restaurant, normally they're like, will someone please bring the Ronald McDonald back to the McDonald's and sitting on the bench?
Yeah. You know,
it's like one of those things.
It's not that it's important. We would just like to have it.
Sure.
Come on.
We go to a high school in Missouri where the school board members are avoiding making students that get drunk at school dances feel singled out and embarrassed by resorting to requiring all students to take a breathalyzer test before the dance.
I thought you say all students get drunk.
Look, that means that a bunch of kids are going to go out and go to dinner and do the party, but probably just won't walk into the high school auditorium.
Just skip to the dance. Yeah, skip the dance. They've sent out letters to parents that the policy will be stated on the prom ticket so that everyone is aware of the policy. Look,
it's not hard. Like, sorry, it's high school. It's prom. Like, it happened at my high school. You could pick out the drunk idiots.
It happened at every high school prom in the history of this country, and the people that are enacting this are as guilty of it as the kids are worried about. Some things are a rite of passage. Let it go. Keep your eye on them. Don't let them freak out.
It's like senior skip day or whatever.
Right.
It's not that they're having trouble picking out the drunk kids. It's that they don't want them to feel bad.
No, that's part of what getting drunk is.
They're in trouble.
They're drunk.
Exactly.
Wait till they send the drunk text.
God forbid we have punishment in this country. That's it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, sir. We'll see you next time for the return of Big Dummy Head Chef in House of Ted's Meat and Potatoes. No S Sherlock profile this, and we'll drag it to us with a shot of the day.
Yes, indeed. It is all true, but in the meantime, we be all about this bitch. So until tomorrow, do what you do best, and for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.